1400, 93.3 FM K1, and it is 9:30 on a Monday morning. An opportunity for us to spend a little bit of time one-on-one with the management of the city of Bartlesville. And I only have two of those city managers types, but one of them actually is the interim city manager, Mike Bailey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's, yeah, nice to day in the neighborhood. And happy to have you guys in.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I believe we're actually going to get to repeat this cycle again, too. Somebody told me this morning that supposed to be 80 on Friday and possibility of winter weather over the weekend.
Something like that, yeah. I'm not sure about the 80. Well, 70, near 78, that's close enough to 80 for me. Yeah.
Well, and the city engineer who's here with me, he informed me that he was going to start working weekends and taking off in the middle of the week when it's nice.
That's the plan.
Well, there's some kind of logic to that. I don't know the city's practices, but I get to, for me as an observer of that work, work fascinates me. I could watch it all day. As long as it gets it done, I don't care when. Two in the morning is fine with me.
We're very results oriented, yeah. Charlie. Very results oriented. As long as he'll take my phone call, which is questionable at times. He usually calls me back, but he doesn't always take my call.
Don't always take it.
I had my phone on silent. I didn't know you called.
Well, I saw something the other day that was talking about Oklahoma weather, and it talked about the seasons.
Yes.
Apparently, we have them all
in 1 week.
In 1 week.
Yeah.
Apparently, we are now in, we're in third spring. So you have spring, and you have first spring, fall spring, third spring.
Fall spring, that was in The Shootist. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
So now we have real spring, hopefully coming after this weekend. And
okay.
We'll see. But I think we're also on about fourth winter. It was a list of the seasons, and it said you are here, and we were still in the middle of the spring and winter cycle.
Okay. Now I know where I'm at.
It's questionable for me, but I got here this morning. That's good enough.
You were able to climb the stairs and make it into the studio, and
you
brought an engineer type with you.
That's right. So Micah was about half panicked when he realized he was the only one. I told him he had to talk for 28 and a half minutes.
Well, and you and I better shut up. We're using all his time.
That'll be tough.
I'm stalling, Charlie. I'm stalling. Mike is looking panicked over here.
Also making notes.
Before we get into engineer talk, we probably ought to mention a couple of upcoming announcements, like the household hazardous recycling event coming up in little bit more than a week.
We do. We've got several things coming up. It's an interesting time of year. Last Monday at the city council meeting, I believe we had 6 proclamations.
Yes.
The two most popular months for proclamations are April and October.
Yes.
It's just those are the times when people want to get things out to the community. Part of it is what you just said. We also have, this is the time of year where we have spring cleanup and we have the Operation Clean House. So we got a lot of those things coming up. We have Operation Clean House, which I believe is the one you're referencing. It's on April 21st. It is from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that is at the, there's two locations.
Two locations, depending on what you're trying to dispose of.
And both of them have a different things that you can get rid of.
Yes.
The first one is the Phillips parking lot, and I've got a list of the things that they will accept there.
If you miss his list, by the way, that flyer is posted on the city's website, cityofbartlesville.org.
Yeah, and in fact, everything I'm going to talk about here for the next few minutes, if you miss it because I talk too fast, which I tend to do, you can find that on cityofbartlesville.org right on the front page. So,
you to come in and read disclaimers then, don't you?
Buzz right through. I may have a future. I may have a future in that, Charlie. So at Phillips parking lot, you can dispose of electronics and hazardous household waste such as cleaners, yard care products, oil and aerosol-based paints, pharmaceuticals, and fluorescent bulbs. Then we have the Dewey Washington County District 2 Barn. If you're not familiar with that, it's located on 9th Street, 2 miles east of U.S. Highway 75. And they'll be taking motor oil, antifreeze, automotive batteries, tires, and appliances.
With the Freon removed.
That's right. They have to be certified Freon free and or have the compressors removed for them. So, but they're actually closing in. Actually, last year they celebrated the 1 million pound mark for this event. They've disposed of 1 million pounds of combined waste from this program through the year. So, great program. We're glad to have it here. This is very much a community event. This is not necessarily a City of Bartlesville event. We are one of many.
One of a long list of partners.
That's right. And it is a great event, and we're very thankful to have this. And similar to that, one that the City of Bartlesville does is the primary sponsor for is Spring Cleanup. We get a lot of questions about this. It's a very, very popular program. This year, we're going to go ahead and re-implement this. We sort of punched pause on it last year after the spring and through the fall to reevaluate if this is the way that we want to continue to conduct spring cleanup. We're going to go ahead and re-implement it this year through the budget process. I think that we will probably request funding to do a survey, and in that survey, we'll survey the citizens of Bartlesville to find out exactly what they want from their sanitation program and what they're willing to pay for, mm-hmm. because that's the reality. We all want recycling. We all want bulky waste pickup. We all want free spring cleanup and fall cleanup and free leaf pickup. We want all of those things.
And we like the free part, too.
That's right. But there's a cost to all of those. So the real question is what do the citizens want? And it's free to use. But somebody's paying for it somewhere, right? So, but we'll hopefully the citizens will have that to look forward to over the next several months as we gear up for that survey, and we'll probably look to reshape that sanitation program over the next 14 months or so. So not an immediate next week thing, but something for people to keep in mind. And when you get the call from that survey guy saying we'd like to talk to you about your sanitation program, we'd appreciate it if you'd take that phone call.
Your information is important.
That's right. It very much is. This is a local survey. So. But we'll be mailing out the coupons. These will go out with our next billing cycle. It'll be good for one free trip to the landfill. This is for residential waste only. It's not for commercial use. And it will be good from the time you receive it until December 31st of this calendar year. So,
how big of a trailer can I bring, Mike?
That depends. Is it a commercial trailer? Do you have a lawn service I'm not aware of? It actually will allow you to bring a trailer, a reasonably sized trailer. Reasonably sized trailer.
Just clarify.
And so one load, it'll get you over the scales. And of course, if you've been to the landfill, you know that's actually quite a savings. I believe it's around $40 now to go to the landfill.
Wow.
And just so everyone understands, that is not a city-owned landfill. That's privately owned, and the city contracts with it. So this is part of our contract with them, is to offer the spring cleanup.
It's known as the Osage County Landfill, but I'm not sure the county owns it either. So
No, it's actually not governmental at all. It is owned and operated privately. But we are thankful to have it. I realize it sounds a little strange to say we're thankful to have a landfill, but there's a lot of communities that have to go a long ways to go to a landfill.
And they all eventually fill up, and then what do you do?
That's right, and this one will as well. In fact, Micah Seamers and I have been looking at a number of pieces of property around town for projects, and now you can't do it there. That's a landfill, and we've got several of those areas that the City of Bartlesville still owns that are former landfills. So.
And you probably will own for those, maybe not in perpetuity, but for a really long time.
For a very long time. They do make for some unstable areas as well as the trash and things that's right. So and then the final cleanup that we've got going on is actually a drug take back day. Don't have all of the details on this one yet, but again, in April, this is April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Bartlesville Police Department will man three sites across the city, and basically any prescription drugs that you want to dispose of, we will take. It is no questions asked. Last year,
yours or someone else's, legally
right.
obtained or not.
That's right. We no questions. You bring it, drop it off, we'll dispose of it for you. The last year we had one of the largest sites in the state of Oklahoma. So I don't know if that's a good
number
thing.
Number two, I believe, which is, as far as the safety of the water supply is a good thing.
That's right.
Sure.
We don't want those being flushed down the toilet, and so we'll ensure that they're safely disposed of. But the announcement of those sites, I did not have that information this morning, so I believe that announcement is still up and coming.
I have not seen any official announcement, and where it was last year really doesn't matter at this point in time.
That's right.
There is a box that looks like a U.S. postal mailbox just inside the police station that is there.
That's correct.
All the time.
And so you can do it at any time. You're exactly right, Charlie. You can always go by the police department. There is a disposal site there. Again, no questions asked. If you have things to dispose of, you can do it there. It is typically liquids and pills. It is, or patches, pills, and liquids. No,
I don't believe they want your injectables, and they sure don't want your needles.
That's correct. They really don't want they don't want any needles or.
Diabetics are already familiar with the resources they
That's
have
right.
to dispose of that sort of thing.
That's right. My wife is very well aware of those things. So, and Charlie, we. You know, the city of Bartlesville likes to recognize employees who have gone over and above. We've talked about a number of them over the last few months. We've had a number of police officers. Of course, we had the Officer of the Year, Officer Silvers. We've most recently, out of Lisa Beeman's department, which was the specifically, it's the Neighborhood Services Department. We recognize two individuals in there. We recognize Larry Silvers and Holly Anders. The two of them were recognized because they were working a case on a dilapidated structure, and they discovered that there was an elderly man who was actually living in that structure. Inadequate heat. In fact, there was no heat. He only had an electric blanket that he was using for heat, and this was during a very cold time during the winter. The house was infested and not in a state in which it could live in. Both of them went over and above. They involved Adult Protective Services and ensured that he was moved to a safe location so that he would live. We're proud of employees like this. This was not within their job description, the extent that they went through to ensure his safety. And I've got I don't normally read quotes here, but I thought this was a very good one. This is from Lisa Beeman, the Community Development Director. Both of these individuals work for her. And she says, most people don't realize that the work that is done day in and day out by the code enforcement officers is so much more than telling people to mow their grass. Cases like this one are becoming more common every year, and because of the empathy, kindness, and compassion of our code enforcement officers, lives are saved and improved. What these officers do makes a difference in this community and the lives of the people who live here. And I couldn't agree more, Charlie. We're very fortunate to have people like this who work for the city, and wanted to just take a moment and recognize them, along with all of the outstanding employees that work for the city of Bartlesville.
It is important to notice those that do go well beyond what they are expected to do, but I think it's they become more visible because it protects life and or property.
That's right.
Something special.
Yep, it truly is, and we really appreciate them and again, all of the employees of the city of Bartlesville. They're not alone in the things that they have done. We appreciate the recognition program that's actually being done by the Employee Advisory Committee. They're selecting the employees of the month. That's not done by management, and they've done a great job, and we appreciate them stepping back in to help us with that program. A couple more announcements, Charlie. Sooner Junior will be opening this month. Actually, it is April 29th at 6 p.m. will be the first night. This is another partnership.
That would be, I believe, a Friday night.
I believe you're correct. Yep, that'll be their big tee-off night. And this is another great partnership between the city of Bartlesville and a local organization. This is run by the Kiwanis.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Sooner Junior is owned by the city. But actually operated by the Kiwanis, so we really we appreciate them and appreciate what they do. That is a great asset in our community. And a couple of other things that are coming up that have similar titles but very different missions. As you probably remember, there was the Bartlesville Mayors for Monarchs. There was a proclamation that was done a few months ago about that. That's a program that involves more than just making a proclamation. There's a lot of things that have been done around the community in an effort to try to save the Monarch. There will be a Monarch Forum that's conducted by the Bartlesville Council of Garden Clubs, and that will be April 12th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. At the Bartlesville Public Library. So another free event. And the final one that I have as far as announcements, Charlie, is the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation.
And I have an appropriate public service announcement by the mayor on that one.
Oh,
I'm Dale Copeland, mayor of the great city of Bartlesville. I'd like you to join me in a friendly competition with cities across the country to see who is the most water-wise. It's the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation, which runs through April. Go online and take the pledge at mywaterpledge.com. That's mywaterpledge.com.
Ah, perfect timing. See, look at that. That was well played. The mayor said it better than I could, so I will leave it at that. But this is something that is very important to communities across the country, in particular in the city of Bartlesville. We are very concerned about water supply. We still have unresolved issues with our water supply here. We have a contract right now. We're farther than we've ever been. You've been involved, Charlie, and been around and have seen the struggles to obtain long-term water supply from Copan Lake. The pricing through the Corps of Engineers was based on an archaic formula that made no sense. We have worked with a lobbyist. We have worked with Congress. We've worked with members of Congress, and we've spent a lot of time and a lot of effort. And now we actually have a contract that has been approved, I believe, by the Corps of Engineers. I believe it was approved by our district, and it has been, or our region, whichever it is, and it's been transferred up to the next highest level. We anticipate it will be approved there, and then it will actually be forwarded on. I believe the next step will be to the Assistant Secretary of the Army. And the Assistant Secretary of the Army was recently confirmed. Mm-hmm. And during his confirmation hearing, Senator Inhofe specifically had a question about Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and the situation that we were having, and the contract that was at that point in time was still really just a concept. And he asked the Assistant Secretary of the Army that day during his confirmation hearing. And so we have him on record saying that he will seek positive resolution with the city of Bartlesville on this. So we're hopeful that we are finally going to be able to get this done. I'm trying to think of when the drought was that actually kicked off. It's been a number of years.
Whatever I say will be wrong.
We're going to say 10 plus years we've been working towards.
The number that runs around in my mistaken head says 05, but that's
probably about right, yeah. Charlie. I remember walking across the vast majority of Hula Lake and thinking this is where our water comes from.
I remember I was still in college, still wrapping up college, so it had been that 03, 04, 05.
There we go.
Somewhere in there. So
yeah, I believe.
Came back to visit.
In fact, my wife and I had probably just moved back to Bartlesville about that time. So critical to us, of course. One of the other things that we have going on, and I'll bring Terry Lawrence back with me next time. We can give an update on this, but we'll be looking to do a wastewater reuse program, which is, of course, the reality is wastewater reuse goes on as it is right now. This just allows us to take advantage of our own wastewater discharge and treat that for potable use. It will not be a direct reuse. I realize that some people there's a little bit of an ooh factor when we start talking about this, but what we'll be doing is transporting the discharge several miles upstream. You've
never sat through a military survival course.
There you go. Kind of takes the ooh factor out of it, doesn't it, Charlie?
Yeah, it sure does, yeah.
So we'll be transporting the wastewater discharge north of the where we take water out of the Caney River by a number of miles so that it'll have chance to assimilate back into the river. It is very safe, and it is the most effective water supply that we have today and the most reliable. So it's a great solution for us, and we'll be working towards that. At the same time, we're working towards a contract with the Corps of Engineers on Copan Lake. So with that,
I'm out of time. I'm done.
Actually, you have about 11 minutes. Right?
Oh, that's it. I think that's perfect. So I have Mike Seamers here with me, and there's a couple of things going on. We have the GO bonds, as you know, Charlie. We're getting ready to issue the first tranche, which we expect to do by June 30th of this fiscal year. And so we've been moving very quickly. And of course, these were the projects that were just approved by the voters about a month ago.
And also, I will be at least get the expectation out there, another tranche to be sold at or around September 30th, right?
That's right, sometime in the fall. So we really have a lot of projects coming up in a very short period of time. That's why this is the only time Mike is going to be allowed out of the office in the next 6 months. We'll be to talk about it right now, and he's got to go back and go to work.
Oh, you can keep the weather nice and cold for him all the time.
That's right. He can work weekends too. Then.
Special forecast just for Micah Seamers. The rest of it, we'll be talking about a high of 105.
That's right.
Micah, it is snow. It is windy. It is wind chills of minus 45.
I guess I'll just work.
And cloudy all the time.
Man, that's depressing.
Well, good time.
Well, I'll just run through this list here real quick and try not to, again, it's kind of tough. I just really got to read through it. So we do have four facilities project and equipment projects that'll make this first tranche. We got the pumper truck for the fire station for station number three, I believe. We've got $620,000 essentially for that. We've got the server refresh project, which is replacing all the servers throughout the city of Bartlesville, replacing old equipment essentially. And then we've got a library HVAC, a portion of that refresh project. The second portion of that will be actually come available on the second tranche issued in 2018, so likely later in the fall or towards the end of this calendar year. So we got some funds in there for that, and then we've got a small project for some downtown Christmas decorations on Frank Phillips Boulevard. Then we move on to the parks projects. We're doing a large amount of parks projects in this first issuance. The two larger projects, the major projects, are Price Fields Phase 3. We've got just over $3.6 million for that included with this initial tranche. This is going to be essentially the next phase. We've done two phases so far, one in the northeast corner, one in the northwest corner. So we've added eight new fields. And this will actually now address what was kind of originally the primary quadrant of fields out there, which are by the concession stand up on the hill. And this is...
It's currently what we refer to as the nice quad.
It is.
Or we referred to it as the nice quad before we started building in the
true.
North end.
Or so. The quad.
The quad. That's true.
The quad. Right?
Everything else was just fields that were kind of squeezed where they would fit.
Exactly. So basically that'll be going away. The concession stand, that will go away. And we'll actually be replacing four new fields. There's actually long-term plans to have five large fields there. We'll actually do four of those five. And then we also have new concession and restroom facilities in two locations as part of this this project. And then some additional outbuildings, some batting cages, some additional parking. Parking is at a premium out there. So we'll do some additional parking improvements out there as well. So we've got $3.6 million for that planned. And then we've got the next big one is the Price Tower Green that everyone's heard of. Is
That's right.
There between the Price Tower and the Community Center. This will be an open space, a green space for public use, for events, for art festivals, things of that nature, and really just for general use by the public, kind of like the rest of our pavilions and whatnot throughout town. And so we've got a little over $1.775 million for that planned. Also approved was lighting for Daniel's Soccer Fields, the Kitty Park entrance and perimeter fence, which will be a good project. We'll try to do some... A little bit of refresh on the Kitty Park, which is a great facility here in town. Really unique, really, to the city of Bartlesville. I forget what the statistics were, but I think aren't we the only?
We are. In fact, as I was looking for a place to take my kids over the spring break, or not spring break, but whatever we just had.
Spring break two.
Yeah, spring break two. Feels like spring break. But anyway.
Or winter break. I'm not sure. With Christmas vacation.
I felt a little bit like both, Charlie. But
I say that with a smile on my face. The teachers have a First Amendment right to petition their government. So
that's right. Yeah. And they are doing it and doing it well, I would say. We were looking for a amusement park. And it turns out there are only two amusement parks left in the state of Oklahoma, according to most online sources. Wow. One of them is Frontier City, and one of them is Kitty Park in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. So
crazy.
We are truly unique. So a great asset for the city, and this will really help that.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit of a facelift on the perimeter on that. Then we've also got a community center or community skate park. We're actually looking over by Lee Lake for this project, most likely. This will be more, instead of the raised structure that we have now, this will be an in-ground bowl type structure, concrete. So it'll be a nice project. And then we've got some money in there for golf course bunker repair. Actually, city staff will be doing this. Jody Shahan and his crew will be actually doing the improvements. This will just be funds to supply materials and whatnot for that. City gateway signage. This will be improving the signage when you're coming into town from the north and from the south.
There you go.
My understanding, off of Highway 75. And then also consistent signage throughout all city parks. So, again, we've got signage now for Senior Park and Johnson Park and all those. Sort of the wooden structures are typical, and we'll try to upgrade that and improve that throughout the parks. And then we've also got a project that couples some grant funds as well for solar lights around Lee Lake Trail. It's amazing how much use this trail has gotten since we finished that project a couple of years ago. And so we've got some money in there to match a grant. To improve and add some lighting in that, so we can actually have some nighttime use in that facility as well. And then we've got one drainage project included, the Quail Place Tributary Improvements. This is the one in Woodland Park. This actually was one of the projects that was was designated on our stormwater master plan that was done in 2004. It's essentially going to hopefully alleviate some flooding issues at the intersection of Cherokee Hills and this tributary. It's an open channel system, just going to increase the capacity of that. And then the other large project, I guess it'd be the second largest project really on this tranche, will be downtown street improvement projects. It'll be a mill and overlay of essentially all the streets downtown between Keeler and Cherokee and between Hensley and Adams. And so really excluding Frank Phillips, it was just recently completed. Everything else within that limits is going to get a mill and overlay restriped. So that'll be a good project. So that wraps up your projects. It'll be in this first June issuance, I guess.
Already started on the landscaping project, right?
We have already started on the landscaping projects. That's ongoing now. And we can kind of move into some of the projects we've got ongoing currently.
Yeah let's do a quick project update. You got about 4 minutes.
I'll knock yourself out. So we're wrapping up a couple projects. We got two street projects that we're just finishing up, Nebraska and then Castle and Choctaw. Those are essentially 99% complete. Got a few things to wrap up. One was an asphalt overlay project. One was a concrete panel project on Nebraska. So we're wrapping those up. We've got Tuxedo Boulevard mill and overlay that's coming up. We're actually going to receive bids on that April 16th.
And what section of Tuxedo is that, Mike?
This is going to be a long stretch between Madison and the Canyon River, essentially, and excluding the concrete there at Highway 75.
Right.
But everything else, this asphalt through there, will get edge mill and overlay. We'll probably do some full depth repair in a couple locations, but should be a good project. After Red Miller and his guys kind of tore things up with the waterline project,
we'll blame it on Red.
We'll blame it on Red, which is actually why they did that work because we knew this project was coming up.
The timing was excellent.
Timing was well. So
we've done it the other way around. We have to have our heads checked.
That'd have been bad. But then, like Charlie did mention, we do have the downtown landscaping project. This is our first phase. Really, two phases that are wrapped into one. On 2nd Street between Keeler and Osage, and on Dewey between 2nd Street and 4th Street. And so what we're doing through there, we're taking out the existing trees. The majority of those raised planters that are not really raised planters, they got a curb lip around them, right. But a majority of those planters will go away. We'll do concrete inlays. But we are going to go back in a few locations and go back with tree grates, kind of similar to what they've done around the Plaza office building at ConocoPhillips.
Very nice. We like that concept. Yep. It's a little cleaner look, a little easier to maintain. Frankly, a little safer with the raised, or I believe I've heard referred to as a California curb.
California curb, yep.
And those are very hazardous, unfortunately.
You can trip on them, yep. It's a tripping hazard.
A little slippery.
Yep, so we got that project going right now, and people may be a little bit concerned. It's moving slowly currently. It's there between 2nd and Keeler, on 2nd Street between Keeler and Johnson, where we started. And we're really trying to get our feet under us as far as finding out what we're going to get into on each one of these beds. We've got electrical in there. We've got irrigation in there. We've got a drainage system in there. There's gas lines that run through. So we've got a lot of things we're working around. We're kind of working out some of the details on this front end. But I think you'll see things starting to pick up.
And you and I met with the project manager down there on site.
We did.
Last week, and had a good conversation with him. And you're right. It's they're staging it. They're getting it started a little slowly, but I've heard things are starting to pick up speed, and they, of course, you and I know that some of the trees they had to take out in that first section were some of the largest ones they're going to have
trees
to tackle. So it was a good test for them. It was in a little lower traffic area.
It's a good place to start.
And had some challenges. So if they can get moving through there, then they should be fine through the rest of the project.
That's true. So we'll stay on them, and I think they'll do a good job. And like I said, you should start to see things pick up. So we got that one going. Do we have any more time left, Charlie? Am I running out of time?
I can stretch you maybe another 30 seconds or so.
30 seconds. I may let Mike just wrap things up. We've got a few street projects that are under design right now. We should get out this summer before this tranche of bonds hits. We should start getting some design done and some projects out for bid.
I understand Mr. Gordon is still being seen around City Hall every once in a while.
He is. He's in a little bit every week, so he's working his way back, Charlie. We appreciate everybody's concern, and I know he's expressed his appreciation for all the visitors that he had when he was at the hospital.
No doubt.
His wife was keeping count, and it was well over 1,000 people came to see him. So.
You made a comment that we have two popular months for proclamations, although proclamations are issued probably
throughout
11, if not 12 months out of the year. How does someone approach the city to have a proclamation recognizing their event, date, commemoration, whatever it might be?
The easiest way to do that is to contact Elaine Baines, and that's the executive assistant for the city manager, 338-4282. She will make sure that gets to the right person to see that it gets processed. I would advise you, if you're looking for something in the city of Bartlesville and you're not sure who to ask, she's the person to go to almost every time. She's pretty amazing.
Elaine knows all.
Yeah, that's right. We're very lucky. So,
Micah, thanks so much for coming in.
Appreciate it, Charlie. Thanks for having us.
We'll see you again real soon.
Thank you, Charlie.
News on the way next. Rain showers bring spring floods. Get flood insurance at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kaith, and there are calls for the U.S. to take action after the suspected chemical attack in Syria that's been blamed for 40 deaths. CBS's Cammy McCormick at the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary James Mattis said today he doesn't rule out anything when asked about a military response in Syria. He also blamed Russia for failing to uphold its obligations to ensure Syria abandoned its chemical weapons capabilities. Mattis said the U.S. is working with its allies and partners to address the issue.
Well, CBS's Holly Williams says there's also pressure on Moscow.
Russia, which is obviously, you know, a close ally and key backer of the Syrian regime, says that it also wants a fair investigation. But there's the rub, because Russia has dismissed previous United Nations investigations into chemical weapons use in Syria as biased.
Well, today, Moscow and Damascus accused Israel of carrying out a deadly missile strike on a Syrian airbase. In Washington, a federal judge has turned down Paul Manafort's bid to get the terms of his bail eased. Attorneys for the former Trump campaign chairman argued some assets he put up as collateral are tied up and can't be used to make a $10 million bond obligation. Manafort's under house arrest. Facebook's CEO says the company's forming an independent election research commission to look into the effect of social media on voting and democracy. And as we hear from CBS's Vicky Barker, users will today learn if their data fell into the hands of Cambridge Analytica.
If you are a Facebook user whose data was harvested, you'll get an alert from Facebook when you log in.
And when you click through, it's going to tell you, hey, you may have been affected by Cambridge Analytica. Here's what you can do to make sure that you're safe going forward.
Ian Scher of CNET via Skype notes it's no coincidence Facebook has moved to tighten user privacy one day before founder Mark Zuckerberg begins 2 days of congressional testimony, Facebook also giving all users more control over how apps use their data.
Well, now to suburban Philadelphia. Some are out to shout down Bill Cosby as the second sex assault trial gets underway. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The now 80-year-old Cosby has a new attorney, Tom Mesereau. Mesereau is best known for helping clear Michael Jackson of child molestation charges.
Opening statements have been delayed this morning as Cosby's legal team looks to have one of the jurors removed. In Florida, Republican Governor Rick Scott says he's got his eye on a different job in politics.
Today, with my wife by my side, I'm announcing I am running for the U.S. Senate for the great state of Florida.
Wearing a Navy hat and calling Washington horribly dysfunctional, he says he'll challenge Democrat Bill Nelson. The Dow is up 250. This is CBS News.
To prevent and relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. To prevent muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Ask your pharmacist for TheraWorks Relief. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards with just one click, and then their smart matching technology finds the right candidates. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/CBS News.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
We will see a partly sunny afternoon. We'll take a look at the forecast coming up in just a bit. From the Osage Casino Studios, I'm Charlie Tongabaletti, 1400 K1 News. The Nowata School Board taking up the teacher walkout as part of an agenda for tonight's meeting. The board will likely need to set dates to make up the class time students missed while teachers were out making their case for the additional classroom dollars. School boards across the state will treat the days as if they were caused by inclement weather. Board will hear a personnel report and vote on the date to sell $755,000 worth of building bonds. The agenda calls for the board to take action on a proposal to accept donations for an intruder defense system and to approve bids for lockers at the field house. Tonight's Nowata School Board meeting set for 6 o'clock at the high school commons. Oklahoma teachers expected to enter a second week of massive demonstrations pushing state lawmakers to increase education funding today. Leaders of the state's largest teachers union says protests at the Capitol could continue today unless lawmakers pass the repeal of the capital gains tax exemption, and the governor vetoes a repeal of a proposed lodging tax. The $5 per night lodging tax would generate about $50 million a year, but it has faced fierce opposition from chambers of commerce and the hospitality industry. Axing the capital gains deduction would generate about $120 million a year, but also would be met with people trying to sell their homes. Senate Friday sent Governor Mary Fallon two bills projected to generate about $40 million a year for education by expanding tribal gaming and taxing certain internet sales. Teachers said that still is not enough to run the classrooms the way they ought to be run. A 20% chance for some showers later on. We will see a partly sunny midday and a high around 57 degrees. From the Osage Casino Studios in Bartlesville, eat, play, enjoy. Osage Casino, I'm Charlie Tongabaletti, 1400 K1 News, on the radio, on the web, and on our app. Check it out, BartlesvilleRadio.com.